From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, has called the president's sharp criticism of the judiciary, in his words, demoralizing and disheartening. Gorsuch made his comments while meeting privately Wednesday with Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who revealed Gorsuch's comments later. President Trump reacted to Gorsuch's remarks Thursday on Twitter by apparently questioning the integrity of Senator Blumenthal. Senator Jeff Sessions will be sworn in as the next U.S. Attorney General during a ceremony Thursday at the White House. The U.S. Senate confirmed the veteran lawmaker on Wednesday after more than a day of heated debate and a dramatic confrontation that led to the suspension of a prominent Democrat from the floor deliberations. Kenya's Supreme Court Thursday blocked a government plan to close the world's largest refugee camp near the Somali border. Michelle Kagari is a deputy regional director with Amnesty International.
In this judgment today, which I found as a very strong judgment, the court has found that the Gazette notices were unconstitutional. The revocation of Somali refugee status amounted to discrimination. The repatriation of all Somali refugees back to Somalia amounted to reformer and was tantamount to collective punishment.
Kenya's government argues the camp, housing a quarter of a million people, has been used as a training ground for al-Shabaab insurgents who have launched repeated attacks for Kenya's deployments to fight the rebels in Somalia. And Somali lawmakers elected a new president Wednesday, choosing former Prime Minister Mohamed Abdulhali Mohamed as a dual U.S. Somali citizen. This is